Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us is Wendy Kahn. She's the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. This follows President Cyril Ramaphosa's post condemning Israel's interception of the global Sumud flotilla and calling for the release of the detainees, amongst them Mandla Mandela. That was after Israel's naval forces surrounded the vessel, headed to Gaza, and of course, apprehended all of those on board. Wendy Kahn, thank you for joining us this morning. What would your headline be as a response to President Ramaphosa's condemnation of Israel over the flotilla and calling for the release of the detainees?
One word, bizarre. Absolutely bizarre.
That's a good word. Yeah.
I think I can sum it up. It's just, you know, they used the word abduct as opposed to the word detain, which others used. And in fact, it was interesting in The Citizen this morning, they actually have the word detain in inverted commas, which I thought was quite an interesting, way of
I'm trying to think what that even means.
I mean, it really was. It was a media stunt, and that our presidency gave such a long statement around it, I thought was quite typical of their stances. That, you know, as we said, it took them over a week to be able to condemn the attacks of October 7, and only then, when we put a full page advert in the Sunday Times, to push him. And it's outrageous. You know, the other thing we were thinking is that there are no consular services in Israel because they shut their embassy.
I was thinking about
that. So maybe if you did have consular services, you would understand the situation a little bit better, President Ramaphosa.
Do you think he understands it at all? I mean, I read that message last night after the fast, and I thought to myself, this was pre-written because the whole campaign was pre-organized, and you could see it was all released yesterday, his statement included. And I just wonder if he's actually, is he this? Is he just a puppet? Is he just following whatever he's told to do and issuing these statements? And it's not to absolve him of responsibility at all, but it just, it feels so empty.
First of all, that. Secondly, I agree with you. It was probably written before, with the sort of rhetoric that was a narrative that has been pushed by members of his staff, and I'm sure he was fully bought into it. But I think the other issue is that they arrived on Yom Kippur. The airports in Israel are closed, so you know, the last time what they did was they quickly took them off the flotillas, they took them through, they processed them and got them on planes. You'll remember that Greta and her sandwich were on the plane literally that night. This time they arrived on Yom Kippur when the airport's closed. So of course there's going to be a little bit of a delay in getting them out of the country. I'm quite sure Israel wants nothing more than to get rid of these folk. But, you know, there's no recognition of that. I mean, of the holiest day of the Jewish calendar that they intentionally arrived on.
As a matter of interest, did the president wish the South African Jewish community anything in terms of Yom Kippur?
Not Yom Kippur. Generally, he sends out a message before Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
The Rosh Hashanah message had real undercurrents of let's hope that there's peace in international disputes kind of thing.
Right.
It was, you know, not enough that we could actually take it up, but there were definite undertones in that message. It was not just a warm message to his citizens wishing us Shana Tova. It definitely wasn't that type of message. And it really is a pity, particularly at a time like this, when the Jewish community feels so alienated from the presidency. One would think that a Jewish New Year is something where you could try and reconnect in some way, but of course he didn't. But there were all these kind of factors that came into this flotilla, and this reaction, this immediate reaction, knee-jerk reaction from the presidency without understanding any of the kind of factors that I've raised now.
The fact that Mandla Mandela is on board and one of those that have been detained by the IDF and by Israel, what does that really mean? Who is he, and how seriously should he be taken?
I've got a term that I use for some of these activists, and I call it struggle envy. And I'm sure in the Mandela family, struggle envy is a particularly important concept and important value in their family. Mandla Mandela is a discredited parliamentarian. He has converted to Islam. He's trying to find some kind of role that he can play. He can get his voice out. And this is a cause célèbre for him. Trying to create something in the world in which Mandla Mandela has a legacy in the way that his grandfather did. Unfortunately, we know that he's shown to be very close to Hamas, and his comments after October 7. I mean, for me, that's how you look if somebody's a serious person. Did they say anything? Did they say anything after October 7 in terms of the massacre? Then you get some form of credibility. And of course, people like him didn't. He was there as much for his own persona, I think.
Yes.
And I think the other thing that's just started coming out now is when they went on board these flotilla boats, there was no humanitarian aid. There was no humanitarian aid there. So whether they'd eaten the humanitarian aid or whether they'd thrown it overboard or whether there never was humanitarian aid, we will never know. But the sort of we had to come and deliver aid to save the people of Gaza. No, they could have taken up the offers to have that the Pope made, that Italy made, that many countries made to deliver the aid. But no, they had to take that aid in. And now we know why. There was no aid to bring on to take off in Cyprus.
And and not so ironically, the headline in IOL this morning is Tembisa Hospital Corruption. Mother demands arrest after her son starved to death. You know, I mean, how's that for
startling?
Yeah, and startling. The next headline below is what laws does Israel violate? and I just thought if you can't see that through an ironic lens, then I'm not sure. Wendy, one more thing before I let you go. I see that carry on.
Yeah, sorry. No, I think also that the most important thing, you know, when I came out of the fast yesterday, my stomach was in a knot to hear what was going on with the flotilla. But the real tragedy was in Manchester yesterday.
Absolutely.
And I think that for me, that's where the world's attention should have been. They should have been there when a terrorist went in and he murdered two people on Yom Kippur day, injuring another four, leaving the world, the Jewish world, in absolute trauma. And I think for me, that's actually the story of yesterday. And that was followed by, there was a vicious march in Manchester, besides the marches in London and Paris. And there were marches in Manchester, even after this had happened.
It's actually unbelievable. But it shows how absolutely cold to Jewish life the marches are, because you can't do this with a clear conscience.
There were violent marches outside Downing Street last night. There were, and the other story that is also, you know, maybe it got silenced because of the horror of Manchester, but there were two terror attacks that were thwarted in Germany, in Berlin.
Yeah, I saw that.
God forbid there could have been other attacks on schools in Germany yesterday. And I think we need to be, you know, those are the real stories, and this flotilla while our president seems to think was the most important thing that had happened in the world yesterday, no, actually it wasn't, because yesterday it proved that these kind of violent displays are ending up in the death and of Jewish people, and we have to take this seriously.
Absolutely, and I see that the Nelson Mandela Foundation is honored to announce that human rights lawyer and UN Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese will be delivering their annual lecture at WITS on Saturday the 25th of October. So it's importing Jew hatred directly here to South Africa, unfortunately. The Nelson Mandela Foundation.
Yeah, but the Nelson Mandela Foundation, you should put in the second part of the sentence. The Nelson Mandela Foundation, chaired by Naledi Pandor, is welcoming her to, and I think that's what the story is.
Absolutely.
As long as these civil society organizations are headed by people like Naledi Pandor, that is what you can expect.
Absolutely. Well said, Wendy Kahn. Thank you. As always, Wendy is the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, talking to us about the Flotilla.